the emissions of the livestock sector range between 8 to 18% of all global emissions, and this is depending on the numbers that you take. So, well, when you consider that this is one of the biggest land use systems on Earth, I would say that yes, these are very significant emissions.
And some of the research that you've been looking at seems to suggest that emissions can be cut while basically maintaining production. Is that a fair basic summation?
Yes, that would be possible, but it will be key that we make some significant changes on how the livestock sector operates. For example, while there is a great mitigation potential, it would be important to try to do the mitigation of greenhouse gases, but with less numbers of animals. So having more productive but less animals.
Okay.
The issue has been that in many of the countries, especially exporting countries, some of the practices are also very profitable. And farmers, instead of just trying to maintain output, of course, they try to increase profitability and then, in many cases, expand operation size.
Okay, so what are the potential changes that could be made to reduce emissions?
For example, one of the critical ones is to try to feed them higher quality feeds. And this could be better grasses. This could be managing better pastures. Also, in many cases, having better ways of managing the manure that they produce.
And if you're talking about things like better quality feeds, I'm presuming that in a lot of cases, at least, those feeds would come at a higher cost. So is that one of the difficulties, trying to get people to pay a little bit more?
Exactly. And people would pay more, but the incentives need to be there. For example, in many of the cases we are, for example, in the developing world, farmers are constrained by markets. In many cases, they don't have, say, for example, cold chains to put the milk or to really sell more meat. And if they want to intensify, well, they would need to be able to have a much, much better market outlet for their products.
And returning to that earlier idea you mentioned about producing fewer animals but trying to make them more efficient, does that tie in with the idea of the better feed? Is that how you would go about that process?
Exactly. Take the case of the U.S. The U.S. in the 40s had 80% more cows. Now they have less cows and they're producing four times more than what they were producing before. And we must not forget that, since the 60s, the environmental performance of the livestock industry has been increasing. We have been becoming more resource use efficient. But the issue is that the demand for livestock products is increasing dramatically. So it's still is a sector growing at a very fast rate.
Which I imagine is potentially a bit of a double-edged sword in that if there's a growing demand, farmers are going to be reluctant not to try and meet that demand, but there is that possibility that as production increases, you could mitigate more as time goes on as well.
Yes, but that's where we need to be really smart in the policies that we design. At the end of the day, we need to get the incentive systems right. If there were incentives or payments or systems for farmers to be rewarded for their environmental performance, look, I guarantee you that they would engage.